Now it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be counted, and all went to be tallied, every one to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, to be counted with Mary, his wife, who was great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And because there was no room for them in the inn, she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. Now there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, but the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all men. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And as the angels were going away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even into Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. Then, behold, there came wise men, saying, Where is he that is born king? For we have seen his star in the east, in Bethlehem. And lo, the star went before them all, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw that, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they were come into the stable, and saw the child with Mary, they fell down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures, and gave to him gifts of gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. And when they had seen him, they made known abroad what was told them concerning this child. And all that heard them wondered at these things. But Mary kept all things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For King Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When Joseph arose, he took the child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt. But when he was in Egypt, behold, the angel appeared again in a dream, saying, Arise and go into the land of Israel. For he is dead who sought the child's life. And he arose, and with the child and his mother came into Israel. And he dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, He shall be called a Nazarene,